Okay, tonight is a pre-Shavuos class, and it is dedicated in memory of
My father, Rav Shlomo ben Yisrael.
Okay, Rav Shlomo ben Yisrael, and his yard site was
Monday.
Was Monday. Okay, so this is in his memory, and neshama shav and aliyah.
Amen.
Today is May the 27th. Okay, and of course it's Erev Shavuos, or tonight is going to be Erev Shavuos, tomorrow is Erev Shavuos, which is a testament to all of you for coming out to a shir right before Shavuos. I wouldn't dare give a shir to men at this time because the wives would all be upset. What are they doing out of the house on Erev Shavuos? Okay, so we're gonna cover something which is a little bit technical. The lesson, of course, is far-reaching, but it's going to be a little bit technical and a little bit mathematical, and I'm going to use the board to help us out with it. If you just give me a moment to make a bracha.
Amen.
Can you get your
paper towel so
you
can clean the board?
I brought an eraser.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And is there a sitter in this room?
Yes.
Okay, so let's start with the following observation and a couple of sources, and then we'll start to use the board. So we have been counting the Sfira, and the Sfira, you begin counting the Sfira, when do you begin counting? When's the first day of Sfira Saomer?
Second day of Pesach.
Second day of Pesach, what's the date of the second day of Pesach? 16th of Nisan. The 15th of Nisan is the first day of Pesach. Of course, that's when we left Mitzrayim. And the second day of Pesach is when we begin counting Sfira Saomer. We count for 49 days. Today is the 48th, and tonight we will finally count the last day. And got to be careful, because as this class goes on, it's going to get dangerous to say that. But it's going to be evening very soon. But we will be counting the last day shortly. And you count for a total of 49 days. And then Shavuos is on the 50th day. Now, what is the generally understood reason for why we count? We count because the Torah says to count. But what is the goal of this count? What are we trying to do with this count, other than simply fulfill the mitzvah of Sfira Saomer, obviously? But what else is going on with this count of 49 days?
To elevate ourselves spiritually, because we were in the 49th level of Toma. In this 49 days, we elevate ourselves up.
Okay, anybody want to argue with that?
No.
Good. Okay. So that is what almost every one of the Mepharshim says, that we were in a very low level. When we left Mitzrayim, we were at the Memtesh Shari Tuma. We were in the 49th level of Tuma, of impurity. And then over these 49 days, we built up at that time, and our goal is now also to build up till we reach the Memtesh Shari Tara, the 49th gate of purity, and then we were prepared to receive the Torah. So when we left Mitzrayim, we weren't ready to get the Torah. Hashem couldn't, he could have, but we wouldn't have been prepared had he taken us directly from Egypt and plopped us down on Har Sinai. We would not have been ready to accept the Torah. So we needed some time to grow and improve ourselves until the 50th day, and then we could receive the Torah. Yes?
It seems if we're overcoming each of the 49 levels that we...
Right, that's what it seems like. It seems like each day corresponds to one level of Tumah and one level of Tara. And they seem to correspond with each other, two sides of the same coin, and we keep growing in each level. Yeah, yeah.
I heard somewhere that when you overcome one level of Tumah, that automatically raises you in one level of Tara.
Very nice, very nice. So when you overcome a negative... That in itself is a positive. If a person has a bad temper and they overcome their temper, that's not just removing a negative, that's a positive, because they become someone who can withstand frustration. That's it, right. And 100%. And that could very well be the case. Yes?
I just want to mention, that's why there's no date that says for Shavuot. Most Chagim, the Torah, give us a date.
Okay, so
this is 49 day to 50 day Shavuot.
Okay, very good. Okay, so let's touch on that. We're going to get to that anyway, so let's bring that up now that you have. All other Yomim Tovim, all other holidays that are mentioned in the Torah, the date of the holiday is mentioned. The Pesach is on the 15th of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Tishrei, Yom Kippur is the 10th day of Tishrei, and Sukkot is the 15th day of Tishrei. Of course, it doesn't say in the Torah, Hanukkah or Pesach or Purim because they are rabbinic, but even those we know the dates. But Shavuos, it does not say the date anywhere in the Torah of when Shavuos is. It says that you count 49 days, and then on the 50th day, you celebrate a holiday. And it says you bring a carbon. That's what you do. Just, this is, doesn't really, we're not really gonna focus on this, but you understand that Sfiras HaOmer is bookended by two karbanos, two sacrifices. It starts with the carbon HaOmer, which is why it's called Sfiras HaOmer. You bring a carbon HaOmer on the second day of Pesach, and then on Shavuos, you bring the carbon of the Shtei HaLechem, the two breads, the Shtei HaLechem. And that's the end of it. And that's really what the Torah says. The Torah says, bring the carbon HaOmer, count 49 days, and then bring the Shtei HaLechem, bring the two breads. That's the Shavuos, that's the special Shavuos carbon that is brought, the two breads. Those two breads are contrasted to each other. The Omer is not chametz, it's matzah. You assume it's matzah because it's being brought on Pesach. Mm-hmm. But even without that, almost every flour offering in the Beis HaMikdash was matzah, was not chametz. Very little was brought, it was chametz. They had Pesach all year round in the Beis HaMikdash. No chametz in the Beis HaMikdash. So the...
You know, for the meal?
Regular was all matzah. No. Even the lechem aponim. Even the showbread was matzah. Yeah. It wasn't bread. It was matzah.
Oh.
So welcome to town. So the carbon haomer was barley and it was matzah. And then when you get to Shavuos, you get to the Shtei HaLechem, which was wheat, and it was bread. It was not matzah. And so it's considered to be there. That's supposed to reflect the growth that we've had over time. And if you want to just to capture it in a very succinct way, on Pesach, the carbon itself reflects how we have driven out our Yetzer Hara completely. We only have matzah. But then over the next 49 days, we learn to incorporate the materialism of this world and use it in the service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu until we get to Shavuos. And at that point, we can actually bring a carbon of the two breads of chametz, which show that we can actually handle the materialism of the world and use it in the service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we're not going to focus on that so much this evening. Yes?
The breads were actually on the altar with chametz? Oh.
The Shtei HaLechem that was brought on Shavuos was eaten by the Kohanim.
It was just sort of offered in a way.
Well, it was offered with two animals. There were two sheep that were brought with it.
But the other lechem, the other matzahs were on... Were put
depends on which ones. The ones that were on the shulchan were eaten. Some were burned. It depends on the... depends what it was. Okay. So that's 100% correct. Now, because Shavuos does not have a date in the Torah, you just count 49 days, then the date really is flexible. Because the months of the year can either be 30 days or 29 days. And even though we have a set calendar, and I'm going to explain that set calendar in a moment, but before the calendar was set, there was more flexibility, and therefore Shavuos didn't have to be on the sixth day of Sivan, which is when it is today. Shavuos could fall out, in as far as the Torah is concerned, it could end up falling out on the fifth, sixth or seventh of Sivan. And I'll show why that can happen. I'll show you clearly why that can be the case. But for us, because our calendar is set, it always comes out to be the sixth day of Sivan. And we'll go through the days and show why that is the case. But before we do that, so the growth of the Omer, of the counting of the Omer, reaching up to Shavuos, really reflects a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's in the third parak of Pirkei Avos. The Marsha writes that this Mishnah is what is meant in our count of Sfiras HaOmer. It's in the third parak of Pirkei Avos, and it is Mishnah Yud Aleph. At least the Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos are broken up differently depending on where you look. But in the Art Scroll Siddur, they have it as Mishnah Yud Aleph, the 11th Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa Omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa says, Kol sheyiras cheto kodemes lechachma. So anybody whose fear of sin precedes his wisdom, chachma so miskayemes, then his wisdom will endure. Kol shechachma so kodemes liras cheto. But anybody whose wisdom precedes his fear of sin, ein chachma so miskayemes, then his wisdom will not endure. In order for our wisdom to endure, it has to be preceded by a healthy amount of yiras chet, of fear of sin. One has to perfect themselves before they're able to truly be mekabel the Torah, in order to truly understand and fully appreciate the wisdom of the Torah. That's not possible for someone who does not have a healthy dose of yiras chet. It seems from the Mishnah it is possible, but it will be lost very quickly. But someone who first is someone who prepares themselves and develops their yiras chet, their fear of sin, then they will be able to appreciate the Torah properly, and they will be able to maintain their appreciation of Torah. So, therefore, we have the sphere of Sa'omer, we count, we improve ourselves, and that way we can accept the Torah. If you want to think about it in a more of a parable, so that many of the Mefarshim use the mashal of a kli, of a utensil, into which you are pouring wine. You have a cup, and you're pouring wine into the cup, and imagine a cup with many holes in the cup. And if you would pour wine in the cup, it'll simply fall right out the bottom. And over time, you repair the holes in the cup, creating a full kli, a kli that is shalem, a utensil that is whole, so that when you pour the wine into the cup, it will hold the wine. The yiras chet, the fear of sin, it repairs all the holes in the kli, in the utensil, so that now it can be a clay kibul, it can be a utensil that can hold that which it's taking in. And for us to be mikabel the Torah, for us to accept the Torah and hold on to it, we need to repair those holes. And that's what the concept of Sfira Sa'omer is meant to do for us. And that's the way the Marsha explains that this Mishnah reflecting Sfira Sa'omer. Yeah.
Are the holes in the vessel like sins?
Yeah. Sins or flaws in our character, you know, and we have to build up. Now, you are familiar with a Rashi that cites a Medrash in the beginning of creation, on the sixth day of creation. Rabbi Freundlich actually gave a class about this a few weeks back, and you may have heard him speak about it. But the pasuk says, "Vayhi erev vayivoker yom hashishi." It was evening. It was morning. The sixth day. It was the sixth day. So the Medrash points out that the way the Torah mentions the sixth day is different than the way it mentions the first 5 days. What's the difference? Okay, the letter He. On the other ones, it says Vayera Yoker Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi'i, the second, third, or fourth. It doesn't say Ha Sheni, Ha Shlishi, Ha Revi'i, the second, the third, the fourth. Just the second, third, and fourth. But when you get to the sixth, it doesn't say Yom Shishi, sixth day. It says Yom Hashishi, the sixth day, which we say when we say Kiddush, Yom Hashishi, the sixth day. So what's this extra Hey doing there, the sixth day? So the Gemara tells us that when Hashem created the world, He made a condition with all of creation and said that the world is going to wait for Yom HaShishi, for the sixth. What sixth? For the sixth day of Sivan. For the sixth day of Sivan. HaShishi, the sixth. Not just the sixth day of the week, which is what it's talking about there, but the double meaning is the sixth day of Sivan. Because that's the day that the Torah will be offered to the Jewish people, and either they will accept it, or God forbid they won't. And if they don't accept it, Hashem says, then the world will cease to exist. Because the whole world is only created for the purpose of the Torah being accepted and then maintained and kept. And if the Jewish people reject it, then it's all over. So the whole world was waiting for that sixth day, the sixth day of creation, HaShishi. Some say also the Hay is a reflection.
Huh? Isn't there something with the sixth millennia and Mashiach?
That's not what Rashi brings in from the Medrash. It could be. Some also say that the He, which is Gematria 5, is a reflection of? That's right. Chamisha Kom Shei Torah, the five books of the Torah. And that's also a remez, a hint to this idea of accepting the Torah. Now, that then suggests that even though I mentioned to you that Shavuos could come out on the 5th, 6th, or 7th of Sivan, but this suggests that at least the year that the Jews accepted the Torah, it was on the 6th of Sivan. Because if it was on the 5th or the 7th, then this Medrash would not work out. Because the Medrash says everybody was waiting for the 6th day of Sivan. So it sounds like the 6th day of Sivan was the day that the Jews accepted the Torah. Which works out very nicely, according to one opinion. But in fact, the Gemara tells us that there is a difference of opinion amongst the sages whether the Torah was accepted on the 6th day of Sivan or on the 7th day of Sivan, meaning the year that we left Egypt and went to Har Sinai. As I said, the dates are flexible. Did we get the Torah on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan? This is a difference of opinion. The sages, the Chachamim, say it was the 6th of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it was the 7th of Sivan. And this is a difference of opinion between the sages. And therefore, we have a question, and Tysus asks this question. According to Rav Yossi, what is he going to do with this medrash that says everybody was waiting for the 6th day of Sivan? Yes?
But isn't it true that, like with Birkat HaChama, that we know that the first Pesach was on a Wednesday, right? When we left Egypt. And so then the first Shavuot should have to be on Thursday, which is the 6th day of the week.
Fifth day of the week. Thursday is the fifth day of the week.
That's right.
Fifth day of the week. Okay, so we're going to get to that. Most opinions say that when we left Egypt, it was a Thursday, not a Wednesday.
But then we would have been on the sixth day.
Then it would have been the sixth day of the week.
First of all.
Okay, let's go through it. Once we have this, now we're getting to the part where we need to use the board. So let's go through this whole cheshbon over here. But you're alluding to the point we have to bring up. So, we're going to have to, regrettably, erase all of this, which has been up for a while, and put up something else for people to speculate what we were talking about. Okay. All right, now, we'll just put this down in a place where hopefully I'll be able to hear. Okay. Now, we know that, let's do it this way first, we're going to have to put up a couple of things here, but we know, it's easier for me to do it this way, we know that Nisan, for us, Nisan has 30 days in it. So Nisan has 30 days. Nisan, we'll put it in English. This is not going to work. Nisan has 30 days. Iyar has how many days?
29.
Has 29 days. Okay, so if the first day of Pesach is on the 15th of Nisan, which means we begin counting the Omer on the 16th of Nisan, so how many days of Nisan do we count from the 16th to the 30th? But you have to count the 16th. You have to count the 16th. 15 days. 30 minus 16 would not be including the 16th. We are counting the 16th. So it's 15 days of Nisan. So I'll put this parenthetically. It's 15 days of Nisan. Plus the 29 days of Iyar that we count. So if you add those together, you have 44.
Yeah.
And that leaves another 6. We'll give you the 50th day of the Omer. We count 49 days. The 50th day comes out to be the 6th day of Sivan. And that's how it works every year for us. Every single year, we count 15 days of Nisan from the 16th to the 30th. We count 29 days of Iyar, and then we count 6 more days of Sivan, and that gives us a total of 50. And the 50th day is Shavuos. That's Shavuos. Okay. That's how it happens every single year for us, because we have a set calendar. Now, just a word on the calendar before we go further. The calendar that we have a 1,000-year calendar that was created by Hillel HaKatan. Hillel HaKatan is not to be confused with his ancestor, Hillel, the famous Hillel. The famous Hillel who climbed up and was on the skylight in the snow and all that, and used to argue with Shammai, he lived 100 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. That's when Hillel lived. So Hillel was there during the Beis HaMikdash. That's when he lived, which would put him secularly, that would put him before the Common Era. That's when Hillel lived. But his descendant, many generations later, was also named Hillel, and he's called Hillel HaKatan, the small, literally what it means, but it means that he was much later than the original Hillel. And in his day, he lived in Eretz Yisrael long after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And in his day, it was the Mishnah had already been compiled by his ancestor, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is also a descendant of Hillel, and Hillel HaKatan is a descendant of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi had already compiled the Mishnah. The Jerusalem Talmud, the Talmud Yerushalmi, was about finished at that point. The Talmud Bavli had not yet been finished. The Talmud Bavli dates to about the year 500. So this was before then, at some point before then. And Hillel HaKatan saw that because of the exile and because of all the persecutions, there were going to be fewer and fewer sages who were capable of calibrating the calendar. The calendar is very possibly the most complicated area of halakha, and the calendar is so essential that the calendar be accurate, and it is very, very difficult to work it out. It's difficult for us, and we have all the information, because we have the calendar, we have the 1,000-year calendar. It's still difficult for us. For someone who was trying to make it himself, starting from scratch, it is exceedingly complicated, and especially without computers. It's very mathematical, and Hillel HaKatan was that math genius, if you want to call it that. It was able to put it together, and he saw that it was necessary, so he put together a calendar that from then on it would be set, and we would no longer have a flexible calendar, which would be based on witnesses coming and testifying when they saw the moon, which is the way it was done until then. And now it would have to be done differently. See, because even when witnesses came, the sages, the chachamim who were involved with the calendar, would override the witnesses when necessary. When it would ruin the calendar, they would have to override the witnesses, because there's always flexibility there, even when the witnesses come. And the way the Gemara sets it up, the sages knew before the witnesses walked in the door when it was possible to see the moon and when it wasn't possible to see the moon. And the witnesses, they would let the witnesses be somewhat flexible, but really, they had to know what was going on even before they walked in. And it had to do with Shemitah years, it had to do with whether the crops were growing well that year, it had to do with how the roads were for people coming up to Yerushalayim to the Olah Regel, it had to do, of course, with calibrating with the solar calendar. There were so many different factors that went into making the calendar work. And he saw that that was not going to be possible anymore, so he made the calendar set. And the way it's set up is that certain months of the year are always the same. Nisan is always 30 days now. Iyar is always 29 days. Sivan is always 30 days. What's next? Tammuz is always 29 days. Av is always 30 days. Elul is always 29 days. Tishrei is always 30 days. Cheshvan and Kislev depends on the year. That was one of the factors that he put in to allow flexibility. But he set up what years will be what. What would be Cheshvan, what would be Kislev. And then comes, after Kislev is Teves, is always 29 days. And then comes Shvat, is 30 days. Adar is 29 days. When there's a leap month, then we add a 30-day Adar. The Adar Rishon is the additional month. It is 30 days, and then it comes Adar Sheni, which is again regular 29 days. He set up when we would have a leap year, when we add a month, when Cheshvan and Kislev would both be 30 days, when they would both be 29 days, when one would be 29, the other one would be 30. This is how he set up the calendar. But as far as Sfiras HaOmer goes, the 2 months that are involved are always the same. It's 30 and 29, so that doesn't get messed up. Hillel set up this calendar, and we have this calendar printed in shorthand in the Tur. The Tur is the predecessor of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Tur, it's not Rabbi Yosef Karo, it precedes Rabbi Yosef Karo, it's the Baal HaTurim, and he in the Tur, he wrote it's a two-page spread where he writes a shorthand of the calendar, including instructions how to read it. I've given classes to men on how to read that calendar and figure it out. It's a very interesting thing for those who are mathematically inclined. It's fascinating. It is a 1,000-year calendar that runs past the year 6,000. Mm-hmm. It starts from when it was written down, so it doesn't start from Hillel, because it wasn't written down then, it was written down later, but it goes for 1,000 years. into the way into the year, well into the year 6000. It's not going to run out. It will be okay until Mashiach comes with that calendar.
What did you say he used to be composed, where he set it up?
He'll all set it up sometime. I imagine around 300 or 350, somewhere in there.
In
the common area, yeah. But I don't know exactly when. Somewhere in there. We probably do know. I don't know exactly when it was.
When you call it 1000 year calendar, does it just keep repeating itself every 1000 years? I mean, 1000 years from 300 or so would be 1300.
In the tour, it doesn't start from 300. It starts from around. Where are we at right now? What are we doing? 1940 was 5700. It starts from around 1240 or somewhere in there. 1200. That's where it starts from. And it goes for 1,000 years. Now, so that's all fine and good for now. So for us, we end up with Shavuos always coming out on the sixth day of Sivan. That's always going to be the 50th day of the Omer. So let's see how that works out with the days of the week. This year, Pesach was on a Thursday. That's when Pesach started. Wednesday night, Thursday. Remember, Pesach, the first days of Pesach was the 3 day of Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. The first Seder was Wednesday night, which of course is Thursday. And so, we started on a Thursday. We'll draw a box like this. Okay? And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. So we have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and of course Shabbos. So this year, the first day of Pesach came out on a Thursday. We put a P for the first day of Pesach. That was when it was, which means if the first day of Pesach was on a Thursday, we'll write 15th over here. 15th. That means we started counting the Omer on Thursday night, which was Friday. So we'll put an O for the Omer, which was the 16th of Nisan. Okay? And that's when we began counting the Omer. So, really, as Mrs. Lewis already pointed out, if you start counting the Omer on the 16th of Nisan, which is a Friday, then what day will Shavuos come out on? Same day of the week. It'll be the same day of the week. The same day of the week you begin counting the Omer will be the same day of the week as Shavuos. Because if you think about it, day 1 is a Friday. That means you have to add 7. Day 8 is a Friday. Day 15, day 22, day 29, day 36, day 43, day 50. Day 50. We, right now, it's a Wednesday evening. It's not yet Wednesday evening. It's almost Wednesday evening, which means it's almost Thursday. And that will be 49. That will be tonight. So that means that the following day, which means tomorrow night, is 50. Which we don't count 50, but that's the day of Shavuos. So the same day of the week that you count the Omer, you begin counting the Omer, will be the same day of the week that Shavuos comes out 7 weeks later. That's how it works out. And that's true every year. That also works out with the famous acronym of At Bash Gar Dak. Many of you may be familiar with that the first day of Pesach, which is Aleph, always lines up with Tav. What is Tav? Tisha B'Av. The same day of the week that Pesach falls out on will also be the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av. This year, Tisha B'Av, if we have to observe it, will be, hopefully we won't have to, if we do have to, will be on a Thursday. Same day of the week is the first day of Pesach. Some say that's why we have an egg on the Seder plate. Because an egg is served to those who are in mourning, and since it's the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av, so we have an egg on the plate. Some have a custom to eat eggs at the Seder, and some say that's the reason. The second day of Pesach, Beis, lines up with Shin, Bash. You go backwards in the alphabet. Aleph goes with Tav, Beis goes with Shin. Second day of Pesach is also the same day of the week as Shavuos. That's as we just showed. The third day of Pesach, which is Gimel, lines up with Resh, Gar, because we're going backwards, Tav, Shin, Resh, Gar, and Resh is Rosh Hashanah. The third day of Pesach is always the same day of the week as Rosh Hashanah. This year, Mitzvah Hashem, Rosh Hashanah will come out on a Shabbos. The first day of Rosh Hashanah will be a Shabbos, as it is the third day of Pesach is a Shabbos. And you move on from there to Dak, and goes on the rest of Pesach. Okay, so far so good. So, according to this, it comes out that 7 weeks later,
7 weeks later, we have Shavuos. Shavuos comes out on a Friday, which is how we have it this year. So this year, Thursday night, Friday is Shavuos. And here in Chutz La'aretz, we will also observe Shabbos as the second day of Shavuos. And of course, in Eretz Yisrael, they will not observe Shabbos as the second day of Shavuos. Shabbos will just be a regular Shabbos. They will also make an Eruv Tavshilin, because they're also cooking from Friday into Shabbos, but Shabbos will not be Yontif. Shabbos will just be regular Shabbos. That's how it works out. Now, let me show you now, before we go any further here, let me show you how it could come out that Shavuos, instead of being on the sixth day of Sivan, could have come out on the fifth or the seventh day of Sivan. Let's write down what we had before. We had Nisan, we had Iyar, and then we have Sivan. So today, we have 15 days of Nisan that we count, because we start on the 16th and go to the 30th. That's 15 days. We have 29 days of Iyar, and then, of course, 6 days of Sivan. And that gives us 50. That's today. But you could have it differently. Let's say Nisan would not be 30 days. Let's say Nisan would only be 29 days, which could have happened before the calendar was set. Could have been 29 days. So then you'd have to subtract a day from Nisan. Then you would only be counting 14 days of Nisan. You'd be counting the same 29 days of Iyar. And then in order to get to 50, you'd need 7 days in Sivan. That's how Sivan, it could be the 7th day of Sivan rather than the 6th day of Sivan for Shavuos. Or, alternately, you could keep Nisan at 30 days, which means you have 15 days of Nisan to count. But maybe Iyar would also be 30 days. That could have happened. So then you have 30 days of Iyar. And then you only have 5 days of Sivan to get to 50. So those were possibilities before Hillel set the calendar. Now that the calendar is set, that doesn't happen anymore, but these could have very easily happened before Hillel set the calendar. So depending on the year, Shavuos could have come out on the 6th, the 7th, or the 5th. Now, would that have affected this business of the day of the week? That would not have affected this business of the day of the week. Because it doesn't matter what the calendar date is, it's still going to be 50 days. It's still going to be 50 days, no matter how you slice it, it's 50 days from the second day of Pesach. So whether that comes out to be the 5th of Sivan, the 6th of Sivan, the 7th of Sivan, doesn't matter. It's going to be the same day of the week as the second day of Pesach. That's not going to change. It's just going to change what you're going to call it. 5th of Sivan, 6th of Sivan, 7th of Sivan. Yeah.
I just have a question. When David HaMelech passed away, was it the date? Was it Shavuos, or it was the 7th or 6th of Sivan?
It was Shavuos.
We don't really know.
It was Shavuos. Right? We don't know. We don't necessarily know what the date was, but it was Shavuos.
Right. Okay. I was just
thinking. He was nifta on Shabbos also. It was Shabbos. Mm-hmm. It was Shabbos and Shavuos. Yeah, that's when he was nifta. Yeah.
So then this won't work.
It wouldn't be when David HaMelech passed away. This is not every year. This is this year. This is the way it works out.
Oh, so we can't figure out using the Shabbos and going backwards.
No, you could. You could. If Shabbos that year was Shavuos,
right.
That means Shabbos was the second day of Pesach, which means Friday was the first day of Pesach, which can't happen now. The calendar is set up that Pesach can't be on a Friday.
So it's even more possible that it was a different date in Sivan.
Yeah, that was the year that David HaMelech passed away. But it changes depending on the year. Every year is different. It would be different each year depending on when the witnesses came and how they ruled it, etc. It would be flexible. And each year would change. Each year would change. The year that David HaMelech passed away won't necessarily be the same thing as the year we left Mitzrayim. Now, that won't necessarily be the same thing as the year that we entered Eretz Yisrael. Every year is going to be different depending on the witnesses. So it's all going to be flexible.
And nobody wrote it down. You would think that some Hedron would have had to write down, okay, this day now.
They may have.
Announcing
they may. They may have.
It just got lost.
No, I don't know. It could be
like
this.
Did you see, like, with, let's say, Moshe, we know the date.
Right.
But David HaMelech, we don't know the date, but we know it's Shad of Shavuot.
That's a good point.
With Moshe, we don't know what day of the week.
Well, we may be able to figure it out. We may be able to figure it out. But, okay.
So, okay. We're not even at the punchline. Okay. So now, here's the problem. We didn't even ask the question yet. Here's the problem. So you have these different dates that are possible. That's okay. And you have the whole discussion of the, and you have the day of the week. Now, here's a fascinating observation. The Torah never says that we got the Torah on Shavuos. Never says that. It says count 49 days and make a holiday called Shavuos. Bring Bikurim, bring the Shtei Halachem, bring Musafim, other Karbanos, make it a Mikra Kodesh, which means wear nice clothing and make nice meals. That's all it says. It doesn't say anything about getting the Torah. Now, we know that the Jews got the Torah sometime in the beginning of Nisan, because the reading that we're going to read on Friday, we're going to read the first day of Shavuos, is from Parashas Yisro, which is when we got the Torah, and it starts off, Bachodesh Hashlishi, Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim, in the third month, Bayom HaZeh Ba'omid Bar Sinai. On Rosh Chodesh Sivan, we came to Har Sinai, and then there's a bunch of things that happen. Moshe goes up the mountain, and down the mountain, and up the mountain, and down the mountain, up the mountain, and down the mountain, and they separate the mountain with a fence, and they separate from their wives, and they offer karbanos, and they say Naseh v'nishma. A bunch of things go on those first few days of Sivan. The Gemara has a hard time piecing together what happened when, because it's fairly complicated. It's in Parshas Yisro, it's in Parshas Mishpatim, different places in the Torah, but the Gemara puts it all together, various things that happened. And so it's clear the Torah was given at some point in that first week of Sivan. But the Torah never says that it was on the 50th day of the Omer. That it never says. We, on Shavuos, say, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. This is the day that we received our Torah. But it doesn't say that anywhere in the Chumash. In the Chumash, it is conceivable that Shavuos was on one day, and the Torah was given on a different day. Probably around the same time, but it didn't have to be that time. But we insist, based on our sages, that Torah was given on Shavuos. We say, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So here's the problem. The problem is that the Gemara tells us, that everybody is in agreement that the Torah was given on a Shabbos. Everybody agrees. Now remember, we're not talking about Shavuos. We're talking about when the Torah was given. Everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. And everybody agrees too. All the sages. But they argue about whether Shabbos was the 6th of Sivan, or the 7th of Sivan. That's the question. Which one was it? Was it the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan? Now remember, we're talking about the year they went out of Egypt. The sages are not arguing about when Shavuos should be today. They just are asking, they want to know, the year that we went out of Egypt, was the Torah given on the 6th or on the 7th?
The
7th. It's a machlokes. It's a difference of opinion. It's a difference of opinion.
Because of what Moshe said about purifying.
Difference of opinion. Difference of opinion in the Gemara. Rav Yossi says it was the 7th, but the sages, the Chacham, say no, it was the 6th. What are they arguing about, the Gemara says? They're arguing about when was Rosh Chodesh Sivan? When was Rosh Chodesh that year? Was Rosh Chodesh on Sunday? Was Rosh Chodesh Sunday? Or was Rosh Chodesh Monday? That is the question. Rabbi Yossi insists Rosh Chodesh was Sunday. Well, then obviously Shabbos is the 7th of Sivan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The sages, the Chacham, say no. Rosh Chodesh was Monday, which means that Shabbos was only the 6th of Sivan. They both agree when it happened, but what date was it? Difference of opinion. That's fine. That's okay. Yeah.
The Torah, do we know when the beginning of Pesach is and from the Torah?
We're going to get to that. Okay, hold on. Good. We're going to get to this.
They both agree it was just yesterday, or
nobody, the Gemara doesn't discuss that. That's going to be the question. So hold on to that thought.
Now, let me just mention something about Rosh Chodesh before we go further, because this can be confusing, and I want it to be confusing. We know that Rosh Chodesh can either be one day or 2 days. The way that works is independent of our discussion. It can be one day or 2 days. The way it works is, if the previous month was only 29 days, then there's only 1 day Rosh Chodesh. If the previous month was 30 days, then there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. The 30th of the previous month is Rosh Chodesh, and the 1st of the next month is Rosh Chodesh. So when there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, it's the second day that's really Rosh Chodesh. The first day is the last day of the previous month. So when I'm referring to Rosh Chodesh, I'm not talking about 2 days Rosh Chodesh. I'm talking about the first day of Sivan. If you say that Iyar had 30 days in it, then there would have been 2 days Rosh Chodesh. But I'm ignoring the first day of Rosh Chodesh. I'm talking about when is the first day, Sivan number one. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
What if there are day delay between the walled cities and the non-walled cities also with Rosh Chodesh?
No.
So once they announced it, they just let the flames and then that was
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Okay. Now, so, difference of opinion, when was Rosh Chodesh? When was the Torah given, either the 6th or the 7th? Well, what determines whether Rosh Chodesh was Monday or Sunday? What is that based on?
The previous month.
So that depends on the previous month. The one who says that Rosh Chodesh was Sunday says that Iyar had 29 days in it. So, the 30th day was not, there was no 30th of Iyar. It was the 1st of Sivan. That was Sunday. The other one says, no, Iyar had 30 days in it. So therefore, the Rosh Chodesh Sivan came out on Monday. Okay, so they're really arguing about how long was Sivan that year. Was Sivan 29 days?
Or Sivan, Iyar,
thank you. Was Iyar 29 days or was Iyar 30 days? That's the difference of opinion between the sages. And that will determine whether Rosh Chodesh was Sunday or Monday, which will then determine whether Shabbos was the 6th or 7th of Sivan. Okay, fine. Well, let's move a little further back. What about Nisan? So here's the problem. You'll notice it right away. The Gemara tells us, everybody agrees that we left Egypt on a Thursday. That's it. Everybody agrees. I'll put the thing down here. We're going to go a little backwards over here, but okay. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. They all agree that we left Egypt on a Thursday. So this is Exodus. Okay? That everybody agrees to. Which would have been the first day of Pesach. As an historical note, which is not relevant to our class, the year they left Egypt, they only had 1 day of Pesach. There was no second day of Pesach. It was just a 1 day holiday. That was it. It's only the next year that it became a 7 day holiday. That's not relevant to our class. So Thursday, they left Egypt. That's when they left. And that was the 15th of Nisan. Okay. They left on the 15th. Then, Nisan had 30 days in it. Nisan had 30 days in it. So, if Nisan had 30 days in it, we're going to go from the 15th, which is on a Thursday, and we're going to count the 16th, which is on a Friday, and the 17th, which is on a Shabbos, and you're going to keep on going. So when will Rosh Chodesh Iyar be? Let's figure it out. If the 15th is a Thursday, that means the 22nd is a Thursday at 7. That means the 29th is a Thursday. That means the 30th is a Friday, which means Rosh Chodesh Iyar would end up being on a Shabbos. That they all agree to. Rosh Chodesh Iyar was 2 weeks later on Shabbos. That's fine. Now, you count from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and here you have the difference of opinion. One opinion says, Iyar was only 29 days. Well, it was only 29 days. If Shabbos is day 1, so then add 7, you get 8, 15, 22, 29. Shabbos ends up being the 29th of Iyar, and Sunday is Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the next month. The other one says, no, Iyar was actually 30 days. Which means that he'd make the same count, but instead of saying Sunday is Rosh Chodesh comes out on Monday. That's the difference of opinion. They all agree until you get to Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The question is, was there 30 days in Iyar or 29 days in Iyar? That's the issue.
Wasn't Monday for sure Rosh Chodesh? Because if it was 29 days, then you'd have had 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, and if it was 30, it would still have been on that
day. If you have 30, you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh.
Of 30, you have 2 days.
Right, that's right. If you have 29, you only have 1 day of Rosh Chodesh. That's the way it works. Yeah?
Usually on the 15th, when we left Egypt, is that a full moon, or is that a...
Yeah, it's a full moon.
It's a full moon.
Yeah. The Ides of Nisan. Okay. Here is the problem, though. The problem is that, based on this Gemara, how many days was it from the 16th of Nisan until we got the Torah? How many days was it? If you work it out, it was 51 days. It wasn't 50 days. Because 50 days from the 16th of Nisan, if the 16th of Nisan is on a Friday, comes out on Friday. As we made it, we worked it out before. We start with 1. 1, 8, 15, 22, 29, 36, 43, 50. Keep adding 7. You're going to get to 50 on the same day of the week. That's why Shavuot this year is on a Friday. Because we this year are reenacting exactly what they did when they left Egypt. Pesach was on a Thursday. We started counting on a Friday, and Shavuos is on a Friday. But all the sages agree that when they left Egypt, even though it was exactly like our year, they left on a Thursday, and the second day of Pesach, that would have been a second day, would have been Friday. If they would have counted Sefiras Omer that year, they would have started on Friday. But the Torah was given on Shabbos, not on Friday. It was 51 days. It wasn't 50 days. This is a terrible problem that they wrestle with. Now let me make it clear to you. This is not really a problem if you're willing to say that the Torah and Shavuos are not necessarily on the same day. Who says they're on the same day? The Torah doesn't tell us on the same day. If you are willing to say that the Torah was given on the day, on the 51 days after the second day of Pesach, but the Torah says, I want you to make a holiday called Shavuos on the 50th day after the second day of Pesach. There's no question. The Torah never said the Torah was given on the same day that I'm telling you to make this holiday. But the sages told us to say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Shavuos. So we are saying that today is the day that we received the Torah, and it's a farce. We did not receive the Torah on that day. We received the Torah the next day. So, maybe you'll say, well, it's a good thing we keep 2 days. That's not such a funny answer. The Magen Avraham actually says that. But they ask on the Magen Avraham, that's wonderful, but what do you do if you live in Israel? If you live in Israel, you're not keeping 2 days. So that means they're saying Friday is the day we got the Torah. Shabbos, they're not saying anything about the Torah. Shabbos, they're having Kiddush and Shal. That's it. Nothing about the Torah. And actually, so we got the Torah the next day. This is a quandary that troubles many of the commentaries.
Well, in terms of you're allowed to be like one off. So it's okay to be one off.
Okay, that's one answer.
Spiritual, not physical.
Well, even when Moshe Rabbeinu was up on Harsinai, we counted wrong, right? So we know we're not good at counting.
Good, very good. I like that answer. That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
But I don't understand. If we were supposed to count 49 days from the second day of Pesach,
right?
What difference does it make whether it's 1 month or the other? If it's the 49th day, that's what Hashem said.
Right.
Count 49, and that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem?
We didn't get the Torah on Shavuos. That's the problem.
Well, the problem is that if you work...
It is Shavuos.
Right.
49 days.
You're right. Shavuos is on the 50th day after the second day of Pesach. That's true. That's not a problem.
Right.
The problem is that the year they got the Torah, all are in agreement, they actually got it on the 51st day after the second day
so
of Pesach.
So we counted wrong?
No. But wait. It's two different things. It's when is Shavuos and when did we get the Torah?
I just want to know, did we count 49 days
that year? Did we count that year?
Yeah.
Very likely we did. I don't know if they had the mitzvah to count yet or not.
Oh, that's right.
Of Sefiras Omer. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure they had that the mitzvah to actually count the days at that point. But we insist on Shavuos that
that day, 50 days after the second day of Pesach, is when we received the Torah, which is not found in the Torah anywhere.
And in fact,
if you make the count, it's not true. So why do we insist that? That's the problem. That's the problem. It's almost shocking when you figure it out. You sort of see it. It's unbelievable. We grow up, I don't know, it's not Matan Torah saying it. We say it as if it's like, you know, obvious, and then...
It's the time of it. It's just not the exact day of it.
Okay.
How do they know? I mean, well, you said everybody agrees that we got the Torah on that Shabbos. So what's that?
That's Masorah. That's tradition. Okay, right. They got it from there. Now, what Mrs. Kaiser just said is not so wild. We could say that when we say it's the time we got the Torah, it doesn't really mean we actually got the Torah that day, but we mean this is generally the time when we got the Torah. That it's not coincidental that Hashem made a holiday that happens to fall right smack one day before we got the Torah. So obviously they're related, so we say this is around the time we got the Torah. The problem with that answer is, you're going to ask a problem on that answer?
No, I have a different angle.
Okay, you give you the different angle. Second. But the problem with that answer is, we do so many things on Shavuos because we insist it's the day we got the Torah. People stay up all night learning because they didn't stay up. They slept in. We have a minhag to eat milchiks because they got the Torah and then they didn't know what to do about fleishiks. We do these things and we read akdamos in the morning because we're starting off the Torah. It's the beginning of the Torah because we just got the Torah. We talk about it as if it's obvious that it's the same day.
It's a preparation. You're given this holiday to prepare, because the next day you were going to get
Hold that thought. Yes.
When we say a yahrzeit for someone, we only do 11 months, not 12, because we think that it couldn't be that bad. So maybe we're thinking we can't be as bad as the 49 months.
Okay, good. Hold that thought. Good. We're going to combine your two thoughts. Excellent. Perfect. But yahrzeit is always a whole year. We just say Kaddish 11 months.
Kaddish.
Right.
Just Kaddish.
Right.
We don't think they could have been.
Yeah. Good. Okay, so hold those two thoughts. That's going to be the idea over here. So the Marsha writes the following. The Marsha writes that what Mrs. Starkman said in the beginning of the class, which everybody agreed to, and I said, good, because it's true, that the whole point is to count and improve ourselves because we were at such a low level and we needed 49 days to improve ourselves and get to a point where we could be ready to accept the Torah. The Marshas agrees. He says, that's true, but there needs to be a slight correction to that. Now, he's not only correcting you, he's correcting everybody, because everybody says the same thing you're saying. But he makes a slight correction. And he says, it didn't take 49 days for the Jewish people to improve themselves and patch that cup so that it could hold the wine of the Torah. It actually took 50 days. He says, how do I know? Because they didn't get the Torah until the 51st day. So it obviously took 50 days. It didn't take 49. It took 50 days. A full 50 days to actually get to the point where we were ready to now accept the Torah. And then we got the Torah the next day. On the 50th day, we finally reached that level of perfection that warranted receiving the Torah. And then the next day, we got the Torah. Yeah?
But the thing with it is, if we count from the day we left, that's not a whole day.
We count the next day. We count starting with the second day of Pesach.
But it's not the whole day, because...
Right, that's where we start with the second day. The second day is the whole day, right? The first day is not, you're right, because we left in the morning. So the second day is day one, and we count 50 days, and then the next day we get the Torah. That's what he says. But, yeah, I have to work this out. So let's just finish off the thought here. So, says the Marsha, that's what actually happened, and that's why they didn't get the Torah till Shabbos, which was day 51, not day 50, from the second day of Pesach. So then why do we celebrate? Why do we say we got the Torah on the 50th day, when it was really the 51st day? Says the Marsha, because on the 50th day is the day that we reached perfection, that now it was a foregone conclusion that we would receive the Torah. Mm-hmm. Until day 50, we weren't ready yet. We were not a nation that could spiritually receive the Torah and hold on to it. Had Hashem poured the Yeno Shel Torah, the wine of Torah, into our utensil, it would have poured out one of the holes. It may have been a very small hole at that point, but it would have leaked out. We would not have been able to hold the Torah. But on day 50, we finally reached that level of perfection that now we were ready. And Hashem said, you're ready, tomorrow you get the Torah. We became ready towards the end of that day. Hashem wasn't going to give the Torah right before nightfall. He said, okay, you're all ready, tomorrow morning you get the Torah. So we were ready on that day. Says the Marsha, because we were ready on that day, that becomes the day that we celebrate as the day of the receiving of the Torah. Even though in actuality, the Ten Commandments and all the fanfare happened the next day, the lightning and the thunder, all that. But that doesn't matter. Because we were ready on the day before, on the day 50, and that's the day where it was clear and obvious we would get the Torah. And we celebrate that Torah. We celebrate that day. But the Marsha is saying it much more sharply than the way I just said it. Because what he's saying is, so much so is that day the significant day, we're not only going to celebrate that day, we're going to call that day the day we received the Torah. Because we reached the point where we became capable of receiving the Torah on that day. And that is tantamount to receiving it itself. That's what the Marsha says. To me, this is new for me for this year, this was an eye-opening perspective on Shavuos, which completely transforms the way that I'm now going to approach Shavuos. Because it comes out that what we are in fact celebrating when we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu is not the fanfare of the receiving of the Torah, which we are celebrating that as well, of course. But what we're actually focusing on is that we reached a level of Tara, of purity, that enabled us to receive the Torah. And that's what we're celebrating, and therefore we call that the day we got it. And that's what we call Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And in fact, the next day, day 51, we don't even celebrate unless you're in Chutz La'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, you don't even celebrate it. Because that has been subsumed by day 50. Day 50 has become the significant day. That's the day of the receiving of the Torah. And all the celebrations, all the commemorations, the staying up all night, and then not eating fleishiks, or eating milchiks, I should say, and reading Akdamos, and calling it Zman Matan Torah Seinu, all these things we're going to do on day 50. Because that's the day that enabled the receiving of the Torah. That's when we became pure enough to get it. Yeah?
Two thoughts. Number one is, you know, knowing a tiny little bit about psychology, from the lowest level of impurity, in 49 days...
We had to have a lot of help.
We must have had an incredible amount of idolatry.
No question about it.
All the things that we were doing in the month and a half.
Yeah, but you factor in the psychology of having 10 plagues that decimated those who were enslaving us and being taken out with all the miracles and the Red Sea and all that. You have to factor all that in as well. And having Moshe Rabbeinu leading us and the month falling.
We're saying that we were at the 49th.
Yeah. You're right.
Before 49 days.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
To do a psychological shift,
we skyrocketed.
Hashem saw in us that change. It must have been a very miraculous
100%.
Transformation. That's number one. And number two,
it's a good observation. Yeah.
Do you have a correlation with this, with the year of Yovel? Yovel is also 50 and it's spring. And it's almost like we've reached the 50th day, which we freed ourselves of our past and started over.
He says that. The Marsha.
Oh.
He mentions that it corresponds to Yovel.
Yeah, it just makes so much.
And it's interesting, the Yovel also has 49 and then 50. Because you have Shemitah going up to 49 and then there's a 50th. We have that as well. He writes that as well. Good point.
So we get the crowns in the Medrash, the two crowns, Nasa and Nishmah. Did we actually get the 50th?
Well, Nasa and Nishmah, we got earlier than that.
Okay.
We said Nasa and Nishmah earlier. We didn't say it that day. It was actually, I believe, on the 5th when we said Nasa and Nishmah. I don't remember exactly what the date was when we said Nasa and Nishmah. So this is the thought that for me has transformed this year's Shavuos. I hope it will transform your Shavuos as well. I didn't have a chance to tie in that business of Hashishi, the 6th, which was also relevant to this, but we don't have that.
It doesn't matter whether it's the 6th or 7th or 7th. That's what I'm told.
Well, yeah, we could expound further using that. But it's not going to affect the idea. But this is the thought that I want to share with you this year for Shavuos.
Thank you. I saw something interesting in an email this morning, except unfortunately paid enough attention to it, but they were saying that when we make Erev Tavshilin this year, to really pay attention to what we're doing, because it's the last Erev Tavshilin for I don't know how many years.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, the number 150 comes in my mind, but it can't be.
No, it can't be that many years. No.
But it was on an email. So.
Really? Well,
we'll have to look on the calendar for that one.